Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Nancy, would you say intuition is based in the brain or outside of it?
In my book, Psychic Intuition, I talk about that towards the very end because it's sort of more of a radical theory, but my theory is that the imagination, what we call the imagination, is not this little private, you know, mental playground that we have that we think nobody else knows about, but it's actually kind of available. It's a sensory organ, and what it's doing is it's translating mostly vibrational data that's reaching our body, but we don't have a specialized sensory organ to translate it to the brain. So it's getting to us, what we call the imagination puts it into a format, usually a sensory format, like a visual image or a sound or a smell or something, that we're going to say, oh, yeah, that's sort of what that means, and we get it that way. So I think our imagination is the part on the inside of us that translates what's on the outside of us.
Nancy, what do you call that thing that we call a hunch? What is that, in your opinion?
The hunch, or the gut feeling, or the any of that stuff. I mean, we have more neurotransmitters in our gut than we do in our brain. So our gut is actually thinking and feeling. So that's another way that we're getting, it's our body telling us, you know, you've got information here, do something with it. And in the way that I look at it, it's sort of in the middle of what I call the sliding scale of intuition, where you have educated guesses, which is like the real conservative, more, you know, like left brain stuff on one end. You've got gut feelings, hunches, you know, butterflies in the stomach, any of those sort of quasi-emotional feelings that you don't really know where they come from, that's in the middle. And then on the far end, the kind of the least conservative end, you've got all your psychic information. You have no clue where it's coming from. That's like clairsentience or clear intuition. Any of
that that little voice we all hear in our heads.
Oh yeah.
Who that tries to push us in a certain direction, whether we take it or not, that's another thing. But what is that little voice? Is that coming from within us? Is that outside somewhere? Is it some angel? Who's doing this? What's happening?
I looked at the studies of a whole bunch of, and they're pretty rare too, studies of how schizophrenics experience voices in their heads. And it turns out they usually come on certain sides of their head, like left, right side, back, you know, front, something like that. Usually those voices are somebody that they know, or it's a consistent voice, not a bunch of voices, although that depends. And they're usually telling schizophrenics more derogatory things than good things. So I began to figure out how to distinguish between, like, a voice in your head versus a schizophrenic voice.
Interesting take.
A voice in your head, they think, is a possible, it's almost like a bleed through of two areas of the brain, the Broca's and the Wernicke sections of the brain in the temporal lobe. And one does language comprehension and the other one does language speech. So sometimes you may be hearing your thought.
That thought, though, is it... Is it emanating from within? Let's say that thought of, you know, Nancy, don't do this. It's not going to work for you. And then you decide what you're going to do. Is that part of our brain that gives us the ability to reason and think? I sometimes think there's something on the outside feeding us this information.
Well, listen, you don't have to push me too far. I've been woken up in the middle of the night by the alien voice that interrupted all of my phone calls to my daughter for a year and a half.
Jeez.
After we had a massive UFO sighting. So, yeah, of course. You've got that. You've got, I'm sure, you must have had the experience of, you know, maybe in the middle of the night or maybe when you're least expecting it, you hear your name being called. You ever had that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what I also hear in the middle of the, this is weird, I will sometimes wake up in the morning to a doorbell ringing, and there is no doorbell ringing, and there is nobody there, and there wasn't anybody there, but I distinctly heard a doorbell ringing.
Me too. Totally get it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you sometimes wonder, is there something going on in my brain? I mean, is there a malfunction somewhere or some kind of tumor? It's a weird feeling.
No. I mean, there could be, but I don't think so. I think it's pretty normal. I mean, everybody has a narrative going on in their heads. You know,
when we take calls next hour, let's see how many people have that doorbell thing happen.
Yeah, okay.
Because that could be strange. Now, you've been training as a remote viewer in addition to your work as an intuitive, and you call your work TSP. So tell us about that.
I've been working on that for many, many years. And TSP, it stands for Tested ESP, so it's not a perfect acronym. But basically it's tested because in the process, the protocols that I use, you're getting continuous feedback from your client. And the reason I developed that was because I got really a little bit frustrated with some of the regular types of remote viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, I mean, your listeners probably know about most of them, but you have controlled remote viewing, which was developed in 1973 by Ingo Swann and Puthoff and Targ, the physicists at SRI.
Right.
And they put together protocols. Basically, it's what it's what I call clairvoyance with protocols. And it's SRI defined it as the acquisition and description by mental means of information blocked from ordinary perception by distance, shielding, or time. Okay, so it's basically just clairvoyance, but they're giving you a system for doing it. You've also got ARV, associative remote viewing, which is like a binary choice future prediction type of viewing, You've got ERV, extended remote viewing, which is sort of this relaxed version of, you know, lie in a darkened room, try and tune into your target, and then somehow record whatever you're coming up with later. But most people, what I in the 50 years or so that, you know, since 73, I mean, yeah, there have been a few variations. Everybody says, oh, yeah, they have a brand new type of remote viewing, but when I'm looking at them, they're kind of all the same system. They might change the terms. They might switch around a few of the protocols. You do this here instead of here, whatever, but it's all kind of the same thing. So I got really frustrated with that. And I got frustrated, and I thought it's time to push the envelope. You know, let's push it further than where it's been and to solve some of the issues I had, which for anybody who is a little bit intuitive, if you're doing something like with the CRV, controlled remote viewing protocols, it makes you got to stop and think. You have to draw your ideogram. You got to divide it up. And then you have to do, you know, A, B, C, D gestalts and define them. And then you have to, in the next section, you know, write your descriptors. I mean, it gets very mentally heavy. And you just say, well, wait a second. Can't I just get there faster? And if I get there faster, I'll give you more information. So that was, you know, sort of what pushed me into developing this. And I've been doing this in all of my private readings for a long time now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.